Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
You know, people come to me all the time now and say, you know, I want to start a not-for-profit organization. They want me to help them do that. I really challenge them, like, is that what's missing in our community? Like, we don't have enough not-for-profits. We don't have enough charitable organizations. Is that really where the lack is? People say, I want to go to law school. You went to the law school, I want to go to law school. I'm like, really? Really? Is that what you think? We don't have enough lawyers? We've had lawyers going back to Thurgood Marshall. We've had lawyers... You know, we got not-for-profits. I mean, it's good maybe for your first 5 or 6 years out of school just to kind of like give back and be grounded. But what we don't have is enough people who understand finance and technology. Mm. If you look at how power functions, there's four corners of power in this country. There's Washington, D.C., politics, bunch of lawyers there. I know that world. I come out of that world. But that's one corner. New York City, where we're sitting right now, Wall Street, finance. I don't see that many black people doing that. And so automatically, you know, something is wrong because here we have all these black people in politics, public affairs, lawyers, senators, congresspeople. We got a black vice president. We got two black senators. Of the top 10 cities in America, 7 have black mayors. Hakeem Jeffries is about to run all Democrats in the House. I mean, we got a lot of black people in politics, public service, not-for-profit law degrees, but when you get on the train from D.C. and come up here to New York and go to Wall Street, you don't see as many black folks up here. Wait a minute, that's a problem. Then you hop on an airplane, go from New York City, JFK, land in the Bay Area, SFO, Now you're in Silicon Valley, technology. Very few of us in that world. Hold on a second. $1 trillion industry is being launched.
Mm-hmm.
Biotech, AI, quantum computing. But very few of us there. Then if you leave SFO, pop down to LAX, and you're in LA, Hollywood. Okay, we have a lot of stars, but we don't own the studios. You have very few Tyler Perrys, very few Oprahs. So if we're trying to play a four-corner game of power, and all we have is a bunch of lawyers in the politics corner, but we don't have power in the finance corner, the technology corner, and the media ownership corner, then no matter how well we play the game, we're probably going to lose more than we win.
So it's media,
mm-hmm.
finance, tech,
and politics.
Politics.
Yeah,
those are the four
corners.
Sure, and you can just see it on the map. D.C. is politics. New York is finance. Bay Area is technology. And L.A. is media ownership.
So,
and most black folks are in politics and entertainment, but we don't own... Prince used to always tell me, Van, you're on CNN. You don't own CNN. I'm not impressed, right? That was how Prince would talk to us.
That's how friends should talk to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so you asked the question about it. What I would say is, I think it's time for us to start using business. It's time for us to start using investment. It's time for us to start using the power of the market to uplift our community as our primary strategy, and then use not-for-profits as a secondary strategy. We've been in reverse.
Mm.
We've been primarily trying to go to politics, protests, not-for-profits to fix everything. Other communities, they don't do that. Other communities, they have businesses, and they have a lobbyist to go to the government to help their businesses. Yeah. We mostly have a bunch of lobbyists with no business to help. That's not going to work.
Talking to somebody, I think he's from Congo, but he was talking about the whole continent of Africa, and he was saying that charity is not going to solve Africa's problems.
That part.
Like billions of dollars has gone into charity and it's not doing anything. He's
yep.
like only real infrastructure and business is going to change the things, because he's like the politicians, they can't get it right.
Yep.
It's going to get mismanaged anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And when he explained it to me, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I kind of see the same thing in America,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's why we started our platform, because like you said, I mean, it's not changing anything
mm-hmm.
to have lawyers. It's good to have it.
Yep.
It's good to have social programs. But ultimately, it just kind of keeps you at the same level that you're at.
Look, everybody needs to vote. I'm not saying anything negative about that. But the ballot box is not where you can get what you want. The ballot box is where you can lose what you got. So if you don't show up, you can lose what you've got. So we have to vote defensively to make sure they don't take more rights from us, take more stuff from us. But that's your defensive strategy. Your offensive strategy has to be, what part of this economy do we want to own and control? And, you know, part of the reason I wound up getting that big grant from Jeff Bezos has to do with me trying to figure that out. And it's amazing how one thing will lead to another thing. So I was trying to be a do-gooder, you know, trying to help people who don't have anything in our community. And you meet people, you know, people who see you on TV or they hear about your work you're doing, and they want to come, they want to help. And a lot of times people have money, you know, they're wealthy people. So Felicia Horowitz, who's an African-American woman.
Yeah, it's Ben
Horowitz.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Married to Ben Horowitz. Mm-hmm. Andreessen Horowitz is like the big, you know, the biggest investment firm in Silicon Valley, the biggest investors in technology, the most successful in technology. Well, you know, this is a Jewish guy with a black wife. So they understand oppression. They understand what's going on. And so Felicia Horowitz had it as her mission to try to get more of us involved in what's going on in Silicon Valley. And we're right there in California, not really noticing what was going on. So she, you know, MC Hammer and Nas and myself and other people, she would bring over to the house and try to give us game. And Ben would try to give us game. And, you know, we were very hard-headed because, you know, it's like, well, I'm successful. I mean, and she's like, no, you don't understand anything about what's going on in this state. And so over time, I started realizing, wait a minute, like we're sitting here in California where billions of dollars are being made in technology. We're not uploading apps. We're downloading apps. When you're downloading the app, that means when you move your thumbs around, you're making money for somebody else. It's when you upload an app and somebody uses the app you uploaded, that's when you make money. Black people moving their thumbs around, making money for somebody else, that used to be called picking cotton. Okay, so we're like a bunch of digital cotton pickers out here, downloading other people's stuff, making money for them. And so I said, okay, I need to do something different. And then she introduced me to the people who run the Sun Valley Conference. And they invited me there. And that's where all the billionaires go once a year to talk and do deals and stuff. So I show up there with my eyeballs like about to fall out of my head. Because, you know, there's Zuckerberg right there. There's, you know, all these names that you've heard of. And they're just walking around, no staff, you know, just talking to each other, eating meals. And you start to realize, hold on a second. This is a whole community of people that are billionaires. It's not like one billionaire over there and one billionaire over here. They know each other. They speak the same language. Their kids go to the same schools. And there's very few of us that participated at that level. And so I realized, man, Felicia is really changing things by just even just the exposure. But then I would come out of it and I would feel depressed because like I don't know how this world works. Mm. And, you know, what am I supposed to do and how is it supposed to? And so you have to go through that whole period of just feeling disoriented and almost like a big dummy. Like I spent my whole life out here like.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.